The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a closer look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the nation. Today on Deadline is decking the halls and setting our cookies out as we get ready for the holiday season. Or rather, we're getting out the ibuprofen and preparing a bath, since the holidays aren't always the refreshing and relaxing time that they might have once been. Let's be honest, things are more expensive, conversations around the dinner table are more politically charged, and the weather is actually just downright frightful. Have you heard that San Francisco had a tornado siren this week, and 3 feet of snow blanketed parts of the East Coast? And that's just one stressor. During the holidays, Americans tend to feel the need to perform, to entertain, cook, bake, be everywhere, and do everything for everyone. Parents lose sleep, creating magic from Elf on the Shelf to swoon-worthy surprises under the Christmas tree. Coworkers stress out about office party behavior, and most of us frantically try to fulfill our loved ones' every holiday wish. According to the American Psychological Association, 89% of U.S. adults feel stressed during the holiday season, and 41% report higher stress levels compared to any other time during the year. One explainer for the stress could be the financial pressure put on American adults by the holiday season. Several studies have come out showing that, despite higher prices, Americans are once again working out ways to buy lavish presents. A survey from Coupon Birds found that 65% of those who can't afford to buy in cash plan on using a credit card to get their loved ones presents this year. It also found that 49% of parents across the country plan on going into debt because of how much they plan to spend on their children this year. Another study by the firm Simon Kucher found that Gen Z has taken to a new trend called doom spending. That term, by the way, refers to buying things you can't afford just to experience short-term gratification. The survey also highlighted that Gen Z holiday shoppers plan to spend about 21% more than they did last year, even though they also report they can't afford it. So, what can Americans do to protect themselves and their wallets this holiday season? Mary Hines Drosh, a financial expert at Bank of America, recently shared how Americans can protect themselves from overspending during the holidays.
Well, you know, with holiday spending trends, you know, is there anything different this year that is really piquing your interest when you're taking a look at the impact that consumers are having for this in the end of the year?
Yeah, well, when we look at our consumer holiday spend, taking the week of Black Friday, Cyber Monday, we're seeing 5.3% spend growth in holiday spending. And one of the interesting trends is we continue to see more and more of that going online, with online spending being almost 8% up. So Black Friday traditionally was the day you get out early to get those deals. And now you can do that all from in the comfort of your own home.
What can someone do to avoid this kind of taking on all of this debt?
Well, it's really hard because, as you said, it's super tempting. And the later you get into the holiday season, the more panicked you become and you make impulse purchases. And often those can come to haunt you when you get that bill in January. And so it's important that you establish a budget, how much you want to spend, and do it at the individual gift level. And then when you're going to make those purchases, you have to try to stick to it. And in order to make your money go further is look for those deals. It's not over past Cyber Monday, Black Friday. There's lots of deals going into the holidays. Sometimes you actually see steeper discounts as you get closer to the holiday. So do comparison shopping. Look for merchants who have competitive price match guarantees. Also, another trick that I use is when I'm really trying to stick to my budget is buying a gift card. Because it's exactly in the amount you want to spend, and it gives the recipient the flexibility to go buy what they want, take advantage of post-holiday sales. And when we did research with consumers, 99% said they like gift cards. So you can't go wrong with that as a choice.
How can we do that reset for the beginning of the year and not be in shambles for 2025?
Yeah. So, you know, in January is a great opportunity. New year. Think about, what are your financial goals? And then establish a budget to meet them. And what we use as a rule of thumb is 50-30-20. So 50% of your after-tax income should go to those necessities, rent, insurance, 30% your wants, going out, traveling, buying gifts, and then 20% for savings. And you probably screwed up that ratio in the holiday season. So now's the time to get back on track and maybe even have that ratio more towards savings and paying off debt. And there's some easy ways to do it. I have a Bank of America Keep the Change, where each debit purchase rounds up to the nearest dollar and automatically sweeps to savings. So I don't even have to think about it.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, while the holidays may still be a time of magic for children across the country, the parents behind that magic are finding themselves worn a little bit thin. Not only do parents plan on spending an average of $461 per child this holiday season, they also plan on spending some of the time they would be sleeping doing other things, like getting those presents ready. Dr. David Coleman, a medical director of sleep medicine, gave some insight into what it means to get less sleep during the holiday season.
Now, I know all the reasons why I miss sleep, but how does the holiday season impact the quality of sleep for most Americans?
Well, they have a lot on their minds, you know, getting gifts for friends and, you know, planning to or going to get together. So they're sacrificed a lot during the holidays, and certainly sleep is one thing they tend to skimp on to kind of cut corners to get by so they have time.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I do. What about stress? and stress sleeping affecting our sleep?
Stress definitely impacts sleep. It can cause not just difficulty falling asleep, but sometimes people wake up and just can't get back to sleep as well because they got so much on their minds.
And according to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, what are the recommended sleep habits, especially during the holiday season, that are different maybe than regular?
Well, that's the exact opposite. You want to keep that same routine that you're keeping during the work, because what happens is that when you deviate from that routine, people, even if they are getting enough sleep in terms of because they're sleeping in late, they're not getting as good of sleep as, because we talked about it, all the stress that they're having. And just getting out of that regular schedule can be really impactful as far as being able to wake up for, you know, going back to work after New Year's.
Absolutely. Let's go through a couple of these things that really help getting enough sleep. Get the recommended hours of sleep.
Yeah, at least 7 hours of sleep. That's correct.
Avoid excess food intake. There's one. You know, you get the sleepy after the big meal.
You do get sleepy after the big meal, but you don't want to take too large of a nap either, because if you sleep more than like 30 minutes during the day, you're going to have a lot harder time sleeping at night. And of course, if you eat too much before close to bedtime, or for that matter, you probably are going to hit on the excessive alcohol and caffeine as well. Those are all things that are going to make it really difficult for you to get to bed on time and fall asleep.
Yeah, and those Irish coffees that have both, right?
Yeah, that's a double whammy, isn't it?
Yeah, avoid the stimulants and avoid excess alcohol, too, because that really does interrupt your sleep, because you don't get enough REM.
Yeah, it does, and it also causes frequent awakenings. Alcohol helps you to fall asleep, but it does not help you to stay asleep. In fact, it does the exact opposite. It makes it very difficult for you to stay asleep. So you do want to avoid excessive alcohol close to bedtime. So hate making it sound like fuddy-duddies, but you're kind of doing the regular things that you're supposed to do every day, which is trying to go to bed at a regular time, wake up at a regular time, and avoid all the things that you want to do because you're having friends and family over for holidays.
That's really, really hard, especially as I get older. You know?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's so important because you want to be your best during the holidays.
Yeah.
And if you're sleep deprived, or, you know, the other thing is that it's kind of cumulative. So if you're, you know, drinking and you're sleep deprived, you're kind of there's a lot of things that can be caused by poor sleep, that, you know, like inflammation that can lead to chronic conditions, you know, poor decision making. You know, there's a study showing that it impacts our behaviors towards our partners, driving risk. You know, there's just so much that you have to weigh. Do I really want to have that extra alcohol or lose that extra hour of sleep? Because it all works together, unfortunately.
Just like parents and kids, our furry friends also deserve some attention this year. Don't let your four-footed best friends suffer while your attention is elsewhere. Experts say the holidays bring plenty of risks that pet owners should be aware of. These include questions about which table scraps they can eat, plants that might be toxic, and more that veterinarians offer advice about to keep our pets safe. For example, Dr. Carol Osborne, an integrative veterinarian who shared more on the topic with Odyssey.
Now, doctor, how can you pet-proof your Christmas tree to prevent accidents during this holiday season?
Hey, that's a great point, Steve. You can anchor it with fishing line, use expendable pet-safe ornaments, put those around the bottom. A little bit of netting will around the base helps to prevent pets from drinking the water. And you can make a 50-50 solution of red pepper sauce and water and squirt the needles, and that will be safe to your pets, but it'll discourage them from eating the needles.
That's very, very helpful. Now, the biggest concern I have with the holiday foods, not only just regular food, but even some edibles, you know, they do get left around, THC ones, the ones that you have to go to the dispensary to get, and that happens all the time. What about animals accidentally eating those types of treats?
You know, that's a great point, and since they've changed the laws, that seems to happen more and more these days. So remember, pets have a great sense of smell. So put your edibles somewhere where the smell is not going to be apparent for your pets. Put it up high, you know, in a tin or a glass jar or something like that. But on the other hand, if your pet does get into your stash, go to the nearest emergency vet and let them treat your pet so that everything is fine.
Now, we never want them to get into, as you say, our stash, but what do our little furry friends actually like to eat that's actually good for them?
Good foods would be similar to that for you and I. Little pumpkin, cranberry, green beans, broccoli, sweet potatoes, and some turkey. If your pet is healthy, just as good for him as it is for you.
You know, we all get stressed out, and obviously our pets can recognize the stress level that we are having. How do we go ahead and work on their anxiety levels?
Another great point. Box 5 Flower Rescue Remedy, available online at Amazon over the counter. Just a combination of flowers. You can put a few drops in your pet's mouth, in the food or the water, and it just, you know, takes the edge off, kind of like having a little glass of wine. Not a bad thing to have on hand.
My question here about these holiday plants, I know a lot of people will go out and buy specific type of plants for this time of the year. A lot of them are probably poisonous to our animals. What do we do?
You know, plants are going to be more of a problem for cats than for dogs. And the big one, if I had to pick one, it would be lilies. Lilies cause kidney failure in cats, and all they have to do is take a few, you know, of a leaf. So, you know, and, you know, mistletoe and some of the berries are bad, but the big one is lilies. Watch out for cats. And if they have a bunch of plants, put them up high where your kitties can't get to them.
As the year comes to a close, we should all remember to give ourselves some grace this holiday season. Not every gift that's wanted will be purchased. Not every dish we prepare will come out perfect. And it's important to remember that that's okay. The pressures of the season have some people opting out of the holidays altogether. The Atlantic even reported that the strain of cooking and cleaning and expectations for travel and expenses and a constantly cheery outlook that you may not feel like having has more and more people calling it quits. The New York Times added its own reporting that more Americans are viewing the holidays as a perfect time to take a trip of their own. The outlet reported that the trend is being driven by more people replacing the potential anxiety of gift-giving and holiday traditions with self-care and a chance to make up for travel opportunities they missed during the COVID-19 pandemic. We'd never tell you how to spend the next few weeks, but we would suggest finding a middle ground between a thankless holiday frenzy and missing out on quality time. Do what works for you, but maintain your sanity by keeping the focus where it belongs, on the people you love. Happy holidays from us at the On Deadline team. This show is produced by Joe Heady, Christy Strouser, and by me. I'm Lauren Barry, and I'd like to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.